Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast. Maybe my favorite episode of the week because I get to read out some gratitudes from the legends in the 1% Good Club. I also talk about a topic that I think you're going to be very interested in today and also give you a little highlight of an episode coming up this Friday. If it's your first time to this podcast, you're a bloody legend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go and hit that like or subscribe button. Also, leave us a five-star review. There's thousands of you every single week that listen to this podcast, but there's only a couple hundred five-star ratings on both Apple and Spotify. So be a legend. Take 30 seconds, not even, take about 5 seconds of your time, go and hit that five-star rating if you do enjoy the podcast. It would mean the world to me. A massive thank you to our sponsor once again, Drink Arepa, the brain drink, taking absolute great care of my brain and hopefully yours too. So many of you are reaching out to me, telling me you're seeing some massive benefits by checking out Arepa, using their product and getting some brain boost for yourself. If you want to grab some Arepa, you can go, I think they're in both Coles and Woolworths. I've got some at both of them before. In the cold section, you can pick up the individual drinks, or if you do want a discount and you want to grab a case of it, you want to grab some of their other incredible products like their brain powder or the capsules, you can head over to drinkarepa.com, use the code GOODHUMAN, and you get a huge 25% off. I highly encourage you to check this stuff out. It's something that I do seriously use every single day. Every time I do one of these podcasts, anytime I go on stage, I have an Arepa before or I have a capsule, and yeah, it really gets my brain focused. And to be honest, I do really see some benefits. So please go check them out if you want to take some better care of your brain. Another little thing I want to quickly talk about this week is something that I wanted to gather a bit of interest for. So as you all know, mental health is the whole basis of the Good Human Factory. And there's a thing that you can do called your mental health first aid course, very similar to the first aid course that we kind of get encouraged to do for work and just to be able to take better care of people if we see a first aid situation around us. Similar concept, there's a mental health first aid course, and a good friend of mine by the name of Steve Gamble, who runs an organization called Man Anchor, puts on these courses. They're globally accredited and it's a really good thing to do. I've done my full mental health first aid course, but he's just sent me the new youth mental health first aid course, and he said, do I want to do it? And I said, I bet you there's some people who listen to the Good Human Factory, Good Humans podcast, who might want to jump in and do their mental health youth first aid course. So if you're someone who's got kids, if you're a teacher, if you're someone who, has got a teenager and you really want to be able to best help them if they do start to struggle with their mental health, this is a great course for you. Like I said, it's globally accredited. It lasts for 3 years, and it's a really important course just to be able to better help our community around us, better help ourselves. So it's a 12-hour course. It's 1 5-hour e-learning little module and then 2 3-hour Zoom sessions. The cost is $380. And right now I'm just drumming up interest to see if anyone's keen to do it. I'm going to be doing it. If we can fill up about 10 people, he'll put on the course for our own little private Good Human Factory thing. So I'm going to leave in the show notes a survey that'll just be expression of interest. And if I can get 10 or 15 of you, we will, get involved with that mental health first aid course. So, go check that out. Click on the link in the show notes if you want to potentially do your youth mental health first aid course with me. All right, this week's 1% Club has been absolutely stunning. Every single day has been, I feel like every day there's more and more gratitudes written. We've had so many new members this week. I posted a bit about it on social media, and there's just so many of you joining in. Something I've also noticed, so many of you are tuning into the podcast and coming over and being like, oh, I've been a long time listener, but I finally joined. and I'm absolutely loving it. So if you haven't joined, make sure you send at the Good Human Factory a direct message on Instagram every single day. It's been 550 days in a row now. I send a guided 10-minute meditation in the morning to try out, and then we do 4 minutes of gratitude at night. That's giving 1% of our day to our mental health, just 14 minutes. And yeah, I highly encourage you to join. It's completely free. You do get a 30% off code for All Good Human Factory merch too, which is 5% more than the podcast listeners get. So please go and join in. And as I do every week, I'm going to read out a few of my favorite gratitudes. So first, we have from group number one, Macca. Grateful for my Shakti mat I use for my morning meditations. I love how it grounds me and focuses my mind on the meditation. It feels so good afterwards. Morning uplifting text from my partner. Grateful to have him cheering me on. And morning sunrise on my way to the gym. Oh, good on you, Macca. That's so cool. The Shakti mats are bloody epic. If you haven't heard of Shakti mats, they're something I used to use too. I got to get a new one actually. But they're little acupuncture mats. So you lie on them and they've got all these spikes on them and they basically do acupressure, I think it's called. On your back, and they have neck pillows as well. They're bloody cool. I used to do some stuff with them and I actually need to get a new one. I love doing it. So good on you for doing your meditation on that. And like you said, it takes your mind away from distraction because you're kind of trying to overcome the slight pain that the mat does give you, but it also, yeah, has a lot of benefits. So good on you, Macca. Also, I love the morning text from your partner. It's really special getting messages from people and the impact it can have. So I was thinking about you. So good on you, Macca. Next, we have group number six, Shannon. Today, I'm grateful for reading The Resilience Project, an amazing book. I read it all in one day. Number two, a cool change. And number three, my daughter arriving home safely after a weekend away. Oh, The Resilience Project, one of my favorite books. Hugh Van Kylenberg, a previous guest on this podcast, who is a bloody legend doing some amazing things for mental health all around Australia and the world. And yeah, a guy that I'm very lucky to have a bit of connection with. So make sure you go check out that book, and good on you, Shannon. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Next we have from group number seven, Ruse. Number one, had an unexpected day off work and tried to focus on my mental health as I feel a little bit numb lately. When I feel like this, weirdly enough, the things I know are good for me, I can't get to do and I start to procrastinate. So I feel proud of myself and I acknowledge that I've overcame this today by starting some healthy habits, such as going for a walk even though it was cold and raining, started journaling again and picking up on a daily meditation and breath work. Number two, going to the gym by a bike even though it rained and I didn't feel like going. And number three, some great laughs with my roommate during dinner and she telling me how grateful she is for our dinners together lately. Oh, good on you, Ruse. That's such a nice one. Those days where you really don't feel like doing stuff is when you got to lean on those habits. And it's so nice to hear that you got out of that slump and got involved in a few of those really healthy habits. Next, we have from group number nine, Kate. This is our last one for today. So number one, this week's midwife appointment went really well. My baby is healthy and in a good position. Number two, I felt anxious this afternoon, so I did yoga and I felt much better after. And number three, the opportunity to help out my cousin this weekend. She's going through a tough time and I'm going to babysit her son. Oh, it's so nice to hear that your baby is healthy and hopefully going to be a very beautiful little one. And also, yeah, the awareness to get into yoga when you're feeling a bit anxious, trying to actually do something that we know makes us feel better when we are feeling down is so important, just like Ruth said in that last gratitude. So good on you, Kate. Thanks to everyone who's writing in their gratitudes. I reckon there was well and truly over 3,000 this week, which is just epic. So make sure you join the group if you want to. And the topic I'm going to talk about today is going to be a bit of a quick one, but something that I found really fascinating and that's kind of changed my mindset on some stuff. So I had a guy by the name of Julian Petrolis on the podcast. He's going to come out not this Friday, next Friday. Who's, I guess you'd call him a young investor. He's 31 years old. He's worth millions of dollars. He has a $31 million penthouse in Dubai. He's a young Aussie though, and he's a friend of mine. I guess you'd call him a friend. Two of my great friends, Alex Hayes and Chris Soll, who have both been guests on this podcast, are both very close friends with Julian. And he put out that he's going to start doing some podcasts because he wants to share his journey a bit. And I was lucky enough to chat to him. And before the podcast, I felt this weird pressure like I hadn't felt before on the podcast. And I thought it was because I was kind of putting Julian on a pedestal because his wealth is really high. But then I also realized that maybe I was putting him on a bit of a pedestal because two of my great friends who I highly respect were good friends with him. So I wanted him to think highly of me. And I spoke to Chris Soll after, because me and him are great friends. We're actually doing this Good Humans retreat later in the year together. But I was speaking to him about how I felt before. But once I actually did the interview, I settled in and it was epic. You've got to look out for that one next Friday. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I spoke to Chris about this and how I was feeling. And he said something to me that I just have to share with you all. And he said, no, bro, you can't put anyone on a pedestal. And I was like, why? And he's like, as soon as you put anyone on a pedestal, they begin looking down on you. And I thought about that, the amount of times where I've really admired and respected someone and probably treated them a bit differently because they have either fame or wealth or something that I highly look up to, they begin to look down on you. And I thought about that, and it's such a good one to, have in your own mind. If you're ever looking up to someone and really respecting and admiring them, try not to put them on a pedestal because, yeah, it's the sort of thing that, yeah, people sometimes look down on if they just think they're a bit below you. So, yeah, take that one with you. I really got a lot out of it, and maybe you did too. So, yeah, if you're thinking about putting someone on a pedestal, think not, because as soon as you put someone on a pedestal, you begin looking down on them. And likewise, don't ever put yourself on a pedestal, because that's when you'll start to look down on people as well. So hopefully you guys maybe took something out of that. I definitely did, because it's some way that I think I'm going to treat people a bit differently who I might look up to because of that quote. So it might work for you as well. It might not, but there you go. There's my little topic for the week. And this Friday has probably one of my most interesting episodes ever. A guy by the name of Clint Kimmins, who has a story unlike anyone else. He was a world junior champion surfer when he was in his teens. Had the whole career, the world at his feet, sponsored by Rip Curl, big travel budget, traveling the world. And then something happened that I'm going to let you make the decision yourself, but he ended up in prison. He spent 6 months in prison over an assault charge that was self-defense, but then a discrepancy in the law basically couldn't explain a cut on the person who he self-defended him against self's back. And that led him to go into jail for 6 months, right in the middle of his career. He then got out and had to, rethink his whole life and got back into the surfing, but couldn't go to America because he'd been to prison and had assault charges. And yeah, it is just a story that's going to absolutely blow you away. He then went to work for Bondi Lifeguards. He then got fired because he didn't agree with their vaccine policy. And yeah, it is just a story that you're going to really get, I think, a whole new perspective on not judging people who have been to prison, because it's not always what you seem. So listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a sec.
Well, actually, in his summary, I remember it was like he was not praising me by any means, but I remember him saying things along the lines of, you know, it's a real tragedy. This has happened. You've got a young athlete here with no criminal background, no fight history, who's got excellent character witnesses, like, you know, guys like Kelly Slater, Taj Burrow, predominant business members of the community came in as character witnesses for me. And they just said that it's a tragedy that a kid like this has fallen down a crack in the system that 99.9% of people step over.
Mm.
1 minute you are legally defending yourself in a legal manner against something life-threatening, and then one split second later you're committing a jailable offense.
Yeah,
and I just remember hearing that going, well, you know, all very well and good, maybe I'm not going to jail. And then you had to go through the process of reading out my sentencing. And I remember just the whole...
Hitting the hammer. You know,
the hammer hit, and then just people were in tears.
All right, that was Clint Kimmins, a great friend of mine, a guy who I have a whole lot of respect for. He stays very true to his word. He's a tip-top bloke, and I really respect him. So hopefully you listen to this episode and change your mind about people who have been in prison, because, yeah, it's not always as it seems. Big thanks to everyone who continues to tune in. Make sure you head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. Check out our merchandise. We're very close to selling out a lot of stuff. If you use the code GOODFRIENDS, I'm going to keep the 50% off sale going this week. I really want to clear the stock out. We've got a whole bunch of new designs, whole rebrand basically of the business coming very shortly. So it's going to be almost your last chance to pick up a gratitude or be kind to your mind shirt. Like I said, use that code GOODFRIENDS. If you're here, not the week this podcast comes out, use code PODCAST and you'll always get 25% off our merch. Love you all. Please share this podcast with your friend. That's how we grow it. Tell a friend about this episode if you got something out of it. Tell a friend if you enjoy the guest episodes. And yeah, I will see you all very shortly on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.